Okay, so the student I hooked up with, this is when I was a teaching assistant. And so I think I was 23 at the time. And this is a student who was actually, I was teaching what is usually a first or second year course, but he was a little bit older. I think he actually might have been my age or maybe a year younger than me. And so there wasn't a huge age difference or anything like that. And I just was really drawn to him all semester because he was really funny. And because I could tell he was kind of, I don't know, you just get that feeling like some people are kind of dirty or kinky. or at least like they're not uptight about sex. Which is really important to me because I think sex is fun and should be fun and blah, 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 blah. And so, anyway, I thought he was, pretty attractive as well. And so I kind of flirted with him all semester, but I didn't act on anything. I think he probably did pick up on it a little bit. And then after the semester ended, I, friended him on Facebook, I think is how it went down. And then I, sent him a message and said, hey, I'd really like to hang out sometime. And we ended up watching a movie back at my apartment in my bedroom. And we started kind of fooling around. And I went down on him. And that was a lot of fun. But then, like, afterwards, he kind of stopped. He's like, this is as comfortable as I'm comfortable going, I think is what he said or something like that. And I was like, okay. and I don't know if he had a girlfriend or something, and he had just kind of come over to hang out with me on the off chance that he was going to get to hook up with this teacher. I don't know. I don't know what it was all about. But it turns out that he was, like, I wasn't really interested in him other than, you know, making out with him a little bit, so. But, you know, I did get to do that, so that was kind of fun. So I've been teaching on and off, oh gosh, since 2004? So next year it'll be 10 years that I've been teaching on and off. And for the last, like, 4 years I've taught this intro level course, like it's a 100 level course. And it's a big survey course, so I usually have between 75 and 100 students. And it never fails. Every semester I have a crush on someone. Sometimes a couple people, but if it's a particularly attractive class. And then sometimes it's worse than others. I'm also pansexual, so sometimes it's women, sometimes it's men. But anyway... If you really have, like, a crush on your teacher and you really want to make it happen, there's a couple of things that you can do to kind of, to make it possible. So first off, you have to understand that there are a lot of rules, around dating students. Like, I can lose my job. Not only could I lose my job, I could be, like, blacklisted, you know, by my university, and, you know, it's not a huge community, so it's smaller community than you think, so you have to be careful about that kind of thing. So the number one thing is to make sure the best way to do it, the honest to God best way to do it, is to kind of do, like, something that makes your teacher notice you, like staying after class and talking about things, but not, like, in, like, an aggressive way, just kind of, you know, joking around and, you know, the kind of flirting that you would do with anybody that you're interested in. And things like that. Don't be a shitty student, because that's probably gonna, if you're an obnoxious student, I mean, like, I'm not saying you have to be a straight A student, but if you're an obnoxious student who, like, you know, constantly needs to remake exams or something like that, like, that's gonna be, like, that will give you the wrong kind of attention. Like, they'll notice you, but in the wrong way. But if you want, so just, you know, sit close to the front, or on the contrary, like, always be the last person to leave and, you know, ask about, because a lot of teachers will reveal things about their personal lives. So like, oh, you know, I just got this published, or, my sister had a baby, or something like that. And so like asking about those things, like, shows that you're interested in them as a person outside of the classroom. But the number one way is to not make a move until after final grades have been posted for the class. And I know that that's not, ideal, because, you know, the fantasy is the teacher is at the front of the class or whatever. But if you really want to hook up with the teacher, all you have to do is wait for the semester to get over and then approach them, because it's still, like, it's still not like a great idea from the perspective of the teacher. But at least then they're not like literally breaking the code of conduct at their college. So that is the best way to do it. If you want to talk about, how to hook up with a TA, like, during the semester, TAs, because they're typically younger, I think the bar is a little lower for them in terms of, like, they won't get in as much trouble. But you're definitely taught, like, this is a bad idea, this is not, you know, you're definitely told that you can get in trouble for it, and so on and so forth. So that's my strongest recommendation is to be someone that's interesting to the teacher, show an interest in them outside of the classroom. That doesn't mean like find them outside the classroom and then like stalk them or anything. It just means like show an interest in their life outside of the classroom. And then at the end of class, like after grades have been posted, that's the key part too. It can't be before your final grades are posted. After your grade is posted, showing up at an office hours the next semester, or maybe after you've handled the final in or something like that. Like, I don't know. At some point after that, that's your best bet.